beautiful people. How are you doing? How are you doing? I'm okay, but I can't wait until the semester is over. I'm over it. Hence, I can't wait for the semester to be over. I'll have a 10-day spring break. I'll take it. I'm not complaining. I'll probably do like a staycation and work on my YouTube channel and work on my podcast. I'm going to get a massage, do some hot yoga, and I'm going to hit the gym as many days as I can. So that's what I have planned for my staycation. And some other things that I can't really talk about right now. So normally I'm coming to you from my closet / recording studio, but my neighbor is having something done in her apartment and there is banging and oh my goodness. So I can't go in the closet because our apartments are like back to back. So I can hear everything that's going on. So I am recording in my bedroom with a sheet kind of over me. So there's actually a comforter over me to maybe help muffle any sound that might try to, you know, get in between the podcast audio and yeah. So in this episode, on today's episode, I will be exploring an issue in the Black community that it rears its head from time to time, right? But before I do that, welcome to my sister's keeper. My name is Lorianne, and I am your host. So the issue that keeps rearing its head is this question about, do we raise our daughters but love our sons? Do we raise our daughters but love our sons? This is a question, right? This is not a declaration or anything like that. This is a question. The raise your daughter, love your son, right? Or the raise our daughters, love our son has been associated over the years with African-American mothers and other mothers of different races who appear to favor their sons over their daughters. So there's some people that believe that it's a myth. What do you think? Weigh in on the comments. Leave me a comment or a message. I first heard this question decades ago. I was reading Essence magazine, and there was an article that explored that topic. And I don't remember exactly what the article said, but the article did allude to the fact that some Black mothers, right, they raised their daughters and they loved their sons. So the question, are Black mothers coddling our sons through life? And when mothers don't discipline their sons, when we don't discipline our sons, does it fuel irresponsibility and immaturity? And do we allow the knowledge of how poorly the world can treat our sons, do we allow that knowledge to affect our ability to firmly and competently teach them right from wrong? My first child was a boy. My daughter came 3 years later. He is now, he'll be 29 in August. So when we had our son, when we found out that we were pregnant with a boy, my then husband and I, we had many conversations about how we wanted to raise him. And ultimately, we knew that we wanted at least one other child. And how would we raise them? My son, because his father was definitely a role model when it came to these things, my son, he took out the garbage, he washed the dishes, we taught him how to do his own laundry. He could fix basic things to eat, you know, maybe like some ramen noodles, make a grilled cheese, make a sandwich, right? I didn't want him to think that domestic work was somehow beneath him, right? And that his partner, whoever she might be, would be the one who would be doing all of the things just because she is a woman. When he went away to college and was out on his own for the very first time, he was roommates with a bunch of dudes, and they had to take care of their apartment suite. And he would complain often that his roommates did not know how to do any of the things because they always had their mothers or sisters to do those things for them, i.e. cook, clean, keep that bathroom from looking like people may need to get shots in order to use it, or vaccines. Oh, I got to get a vaccination to use this nasty bathroom. I didn't want him to think that women were created to do those things, contrary to what some people might believe. My motto is, you like to eat? Well, then you need to learn how to cook. And you need to learn how to clean up after yourself, right? Ain't nobody your handmaiden cleaning up behind you. I have an older brother who, growing up, he wasn't really required to do very much. Now, I know that there's other people who lived in that household that might beg to differ. That's okay. I'm just talking about what I saw when I was growing up in the household. Ironically enough, though, when he got married, he would do all of those things. He cooked, he cleaned, he took care of the children, not just, oh, I'm babysitting my children, but he was a really, really involved father. So it can go either way, right? I'm not suggesting that if a young man as a boy, if he is sort of coddled in that way and not expected to do so-called domestic things, that he won't ultimately like wind up doing those things, because he could, right? Because he might get with a partner who's like, hello, I'm not doing all of this. Or maybe he becomes enlightened as he is sort of going through life. I've dated men who were coddled by their mothers and their sisters. And yes, they would brag about it. Yeah. This one in particular, right? I found it very interesting that when he was in his apartment, he cooked, he cleaned. And I'm not just talking survival cooking, right? Like, he would cook fancy dishes. Like, you know, he was trained at, you know, the Cordon Bleu. But when he came to my house, I found it very interesting that now all of a sudden he know how to do nothing, right? He pick up the spatula, right? And he's like, what's this? Is this a spatula? Oh, what's the rectangular thing in the corner? Oh, that's a refrigerator. My bad. All of a sudden, he'd become helpless, wanted me to cook every single time that he came over. I'm like, you are straight tripping. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What? And I wasn't even his wife. Okay, so how dare you have those expectations of me? I don't like to cook. I never did, and I never will. I've always been able to cook enough so that my kids didn't starve, and I didn't starve. All right? And so it's so funny because I used to tease them that sometimes some of the things that I cooked would be slightly burnt is too strong of a word, right? Maybe a little charred. Not sure if that's much better. But I would tease them and I would tell them, look, the reason why everything that we eat is blackened is because we're Cajun. Them kids knew we wasn't Cajun. But I digress. Spatula guy was a mess. And then on top of that, not only did he turn into some type of helpless damsel in distress. Yes, I said damsel. He wanted everything fried. He wouldn't try new foods, right? Now, if you're asking me to cook, and if I say, oh, I want us to have turkey burgers tonight instead of beef burgers, and you all in your feelings about it, well, if you want beef burgers, then cook them yourself. Cook them yourself. And if he did do the dishes or do anything remotely domestic, he wanted lots and lots of praise. He would call me into the kitchen and he'd be like, look, I cleaned the kitchen. I washed the dishes. I put the dishes away. And I'm just looking at him like, okay. And so what? You want lots of praise? Maybe a statue in your honor? Or maybe a parade down Fifth Avenue? What? I don't understand why he, when he did do those things, every once in a blue moon, he wants it. Mad kudos. I'm like, yo, I'm not giving you kudos. I'm not giving you kudos. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Hello? You know, and some women grew up in homes where sons were treasured and daughters were seen as a burden. And we have patriarchy to thank for that. In some parts of the world, the sons are the ones who go to school. If a choice has to be made between do the boys go to school or do the girls go to school? And if a choice has to be made, oftentimes it is the boys who will be the ones to go to school. And the girls, hopefully, their parents are thinking, well, hopefully they'll get married. Somebody will come and take them off our hands. In some parts of the world, when it comes to who gets fed first, when there are limited resources, the men get fed first and the women and the girls get what's left. And I'm not making that up. And I in my show notes, I'm going to cite many sources where I will show that this is true. Also, in some parts of the world, when it comes to being breastfed, because you'll have, sometimes you may have a mom who has back-to-back-to-back-to-back children, and if she has boys and girls, sometimes the boys get breastfed before the girls. So again, I will cite my sources because I want people to know that I'm not just making this up. There was a study that was done where 1,500 adolescents were assessed, right? With the hypothesis being African-American moms differentially socialized their girls and boys. And it went on to say that later born boys have fewer chores, they argued more with their moms, and lived in less cognitively stimulating homes, right? Which I wasn't aware of that. Could it be the baby boy syndrome? I never saw the movie Baby Boy with Tyrese, but I've heard things about the movie. And it sounds to me very much like, you know, you have this grown man. I'm not sure how old his character was. I'm guessing probably in his 20s. And, you know, still living at home. There's nothing wrong with living at home when you're in your 20s, especially nowadays where it is very costly to live on one's own. And people may be struggling trying to find jobs. So that's not the point. The point is, if I'm living at home, right, and I'm not making any type of contribution to the household, even if I can't find a job right now, I could do things like prepare meals, I can clean, I can run errands, right? So that there are contributions that one could make to the household, even if they are not making a financial contribution in that moment. Then you have the husband-son syndrome. And this man is often an adult man. He lives at home with his mother and or siblings. And he fulfills the emotional and intellectual needs of his mother at the expense of his own personal romantic and or emotional development. That's when that nobody is good enough for my son. I know mothers like that. No one is good enough for their son. It doesn't matter. She could have stellar credentials. She could have awesome characteristics. She could be a great partner. And some mothers will find fault with her. Oh, she's not good enough. Oh, look at how she does this. Oh, look at how she does that. Because no one's ever good enough for her son. And sometimes when boys are raised in the absence of a father in the home, sometimes moms end up bonding with him, right? Like he's the only man that they have unlimited access to. So it creates this bond that is not healthy. The Jocasta complex, the proverbial mama's boy. The mother often becomes obsessed with her relationship with her son to the exclusion of many other relationships and interests. Oftentimes, this is the young man who is put on a pedestal, right? Again, he can do no wrong. He's my king. He's the man of the house. A couple weeks ago, I was watching YouTube and there were some YouTube content creators who were talking about what they call boy moms. And they directed us to TikTok where there was a bunch of videos of these boy moms. And there are some people who are referring to them as toxic boy moms, right? So it's not just me being a boy mom. I'm also toxic on top of that. And some of those videos were very, very, very interesting. And most of the moms had daughters as well. And there was a huge difference in how the daughters were treated versus the sons. And that cannot be healthy. It just cannot be healthy. So do we raise our daughters and love our sons, right? That's something that we can ponder. Are we toxic to our sons on some level? Controlling. So I just wanted to come on and just put that out there. And, you know, my hope is that when we have conversations that we can be open and we can listen to one another and we can sometimes agree to disagree. I know some people don't like that. They're like, oh, no, I'm not going to agree to disagree. Never. I don't think there's anything wrong with putting things out there, right? Not as an indictment, not as in finger pointing, not as in blaming, but just posing questions and then having conversations about them. So that's all I got. And I will see you next time. Peace.